AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government isn't confirming it, but the family of Willie Cancel says the former Marine was killed in Ukraine. His mother says the 22-year-old was working for a military contracting company. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki did not confirm Cancel's death, but said Americans should stay away from Ukraine.
We know people want to help, but we do encourage Americans to find other ways to do so rather than traveling to Ukraine to fight there. It is a war zone. It's an active war zone, and we know Americans face significant risks.
Cancel's mother says her son flew to Poland last month and entered Ukraine shortly after and was fighting alongside men from a number of countries. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is training Ukrainians in Germany.
Right now, because they're in such an active fight, we don't want to belabor them with long, complicated training that also requires a high number of personnel, because they are in an active fight right now, and they too are suffering casualties on the battlefield, and we want to be respectful of that.
The United Nations is trying to broker an evacuation of civilians from the ruins of Mariupol in southern Ukraine. In an attempt to reverse a $10,000 per day contempt fine, former President Donald Trump is claiming he didn't turn over subpoenaed documents to New York's Attorney General's office because he doesn't have them. It's part of an investigation into Trump's business dealings. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer has been suspended for 2 full seasons by Major League Baseball. The move comes less than 3 months after prosecutors decided not to file criminal charges against Bauer after it was alleged he beat and sexually abused a woman last year. In London, tennis great Boris Becker was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for transferring large amounts of money and hiding assets after he was declared bankrupt. This is AP News. A real estate brokerage company settled a lawsuit alleging housing discrimination.
Fair housing advocates say under the agreement, Redfin will expand housing opportunities for consumers in communities of color in various major cities. The deal calls for Redfin to change its minimum housing price policy and pay $4 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the National Fair Housing Alliance and 9 other fair housing organizations. Redfin says that it prefers to spend money on advancing fair housing rather than on litigation, and that the settlement is not an admission of liability. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former Idaho lawmaker has been convicted of raping a 19-year-old legislative intern after a dramatic trial in which the young woman fled the witness stand during testimony saying, "I can't do this." 39-year-old Aaron Von Ellinger had claimed the sex was consensual. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.